It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Sheldon Brady Broadhead was born August 24, 1846, and was the son of William and Lucy Cobb Broadhead. In January 1851, his younger brother, Almet Norville Broadhead, was born. Together, the two would not only help to continue their father's legacy, but they also established their own individual legacies along the way. The two sons first became engaged as a business partner with their father when they helped him operate the William Broadhead & Sons clothing store in Jamestown. Later, they would also help to form the Broadhead Worsted Mills on East 1st Street. They later acquired the Halls Mills on Harrison Street, which then became the Jamestown Worsted Mills. While Sheldon helped to manage the family's large worsted mills operation, Almet focused his attention on transportation, buying the Jamestown Street Railway in 1890 and converting horse-drawn cars to electric trolleys. He also purchased the Chautauqua Lake Navigation Company, which operated one of the fleets of lake steamers on Chautauqua Lake. He further promoted access to the lake by building the Chautauqua Traction Company in 1904, which ran on the west side of the lake, connecting Jamestown with Westfield. He later purchased the Jamestown, Westfield, and Northwestern Railway Company in 1913. To help promote the use of the trolley lines, Almet also acquired Celeron Park and established the Midway Amusement Park in Ellery. In West Ellicott, he built what was then the largest greenhouse in the nation, the Lakeview Rose Gardens. The Broadhead's Jamestown Shale Paving Company furnished bricks for many Jamestown streets. Almet passed away on May 5, 1925, and his older brother Sheldon died less than 4 months later on August 24th that same year. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.